Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's 855 450 free, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Again, the number is 855 450 3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And, oh, by the way, you can call in on Skype. We have that option for you, too. Usually it sounds a bit better, so, you know. You may want to do that, depending on what your microphone setup is. Our username is lrn.fm. That's just in libertyradionetwork.fm. That's the username. It'll come right up, and you can send us a contact request. I'll get it taken care of within a few minutes. And then when you call in, you'll sound great. It's lrn.fm on Skype, and the telephone number is 855-450-FREE. Well, I guess the... Facebook, at least my Facebook, is all flutter about Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner's new metamorphosis. And Free Talk Live has gotten more than a million views on our on our post about it. And it shows a picture of Bruce / Caitlyn. And then it shows some, militarized police beneath it, and it says, if you're more worried about this than this, you're part of the problem, or something to that effect. And, if you're concerned about a weird billionaire getting plastic surgery, you can call in at 855-450-FREE, and you can express your deep and abiding concern for rich people with more money than sense cutting off the body parts.
You know, I saw that tweet, and, the only thought that came to my head is, why can't people be concerned with both?
Why do you care? Why would you care if a rich millionaire wants to cut off, do some plastic surgery?
Well, I get paid to care, but, other than that, people, if they want to follow celebrities, I don't personally care that much about what celebrities do, but there are people that want to follow it. I find it a little, weird, but if that's what somebody wants to do, let them be free to do it. I'm not going to criticize somebody for wanting to pay attention to entertainers.
What I find about the story the most interesting is the incredible PR coup. Whoever the publicist is, the public relations person, whatever their term is you use for this person, for Caitlyn Jenner, that person is a genius. They are excellent. Mm. They parlayed the weird celebrity stardom that a washed up 70s athlete had into an incredible coup. If he wants to run around in girl clothes, I do not care. Really. Really, I don't care. But I think that in and of itself was just epic to look at.
I think
my Facebook post is mostly concerned with ESPN, by the way. Right now people are upset. ESPN said too many nice things about Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. I think my favorite comment about this whole thing is a tweet by Jim Norton, the comedian. What he had to say is, until one of these fake celebrities admits to sleeping with someone trans, I wish they'd all just shut the F up about how beautiful Caitlyn is. Because, a lot of these fake people who are, there's a lot of trans support out there now that may or may not be legitimate.
Well, that's pretty heavy support you're talking about here is, sleeping with somebody who's trans.
Well, yeah, that would certainly be heavy support, yeah.
instead of, just saying, hey, good luck to you. And
right.
Cutting off your, man parts there.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Whatever it is you're doing, Caitlyn, I am sure that you're deeply committed to it, and I am just as equally committed to not caring. But, you know, other than that, you know, whatever.
I just think, you know, I guess what I'm saying is that in Hollywood, it seems like it's an environment that's created where you get, when you get so much spin that, okay, so for example, there's this Nickelodeon star. I mean, this is a, you know, an extreme opposite example, but there's this Nickelodeon star that immediately got huge amounts of backlash because he said, "I'm still calling you Bruce." He tweeted about that.
Okay.
You know? And so
I always thought that line from, I think it was Coming to America or whatever, and is it, his mama named him Cassius? He named Cassius, right? Like, I thought that was, I just thought it was a great line.
Right. So, you know, but with that particular instance, though, I mean, it's sort of a cultural thing, you know, in the trans movement that if you, you know, they want to be called by a certain name, they want to identify by a certain gender, they want to forget their former gender and their former life. You know, it's sort of like moving on, which, you know, Derek J were here to talk about this because I feel like he made some really interesting points on Facebook with how it seems.
Derek J is our Monday night co-host.
Right.
He is flaming gay.
Well, and he also, you know, hosts his own podcast, Flaming Freedom.
Yeah,
and
appropriately so.
You're right, where they talk about, you know, LGBT issues. And I think one thing that I've always, he helped me put my finger on something that I, you know, I didn't really quite understand, where I've always had this, like, sort of internal, like, problem with trans folks, you know, that I don't have. I accept gay people, like, be my friend, I like you, I don't care, you know, like, there's the, you know, I don't even understand why people care. It's like one of these things where it's just like, it's just, if you have a problem with what somebody does in their own bedroom, you know, like, that to me is, you're just, there's something wrong with you. But on the trans thing, I've always thought that there's something, I feel like there's just like, I talk to trans people, I've always felt that, like, a little uncomfortable, like, this person is, there's something not quite healthy. And to hear, that coming from gay folk, and I've seen other people in the gay community expressing the same thing, where it's like, you know, is there something that you're not dealing with inside where you're turning to surgery and you're turning to all this other stuff, to where you're changing your body rather than changing the issues that are causing you to feel this sort of gender dysmorphia or whatnot. And, you know, the reason why I don't think I would question that if I didn't feel like a lot of the trans folks that I've met are sort of like unsettled, like, emotionally, like, I don't know. I don't know. Am I talking
to... I haven't met that many trans folks, but I've met one or two that was pretty weird.
Yeah.
Also,
I would say, like, you know...
But now you're getting into the realm of wanting me to care. And again, like, I really, I don't care. If they want plastic surgery, awesome. If they want to run around in girl clothes, awesome.
Okay, I don't care about those things. But what I do care about is if someone has, like, mountains of emotional pain that they've completely not dealt with and are dealing with it with surgery. Which I feel like I would care about that if it's, you know, somebody stupid from the Jersey Shore getting, you know, ejecting their face up with, you know, 3 gallons of Botox. That's the same level of caring there. It's like, woo, that's...
But I'd have to care about other people's lives if I did that, and I don't. this is asking me to care about much greater things than I care about. Here's what I care about when it comes to trans folks. Them messing with my pronouns. You know, here I am running around, I had the whole pronoun thing down, right? And then somebody wants to go messing with my pronouns and make me say new pronouns that I wouldn't otherwise say. That was probably my biggest problem with it all. And then I decided, you know what, I don't care. It's at least I get my junk intact. If you're so committed to making me change my pronouns that you're willing to do some plastic surgery on your private parts. Oh, I don't care. Again, I slipped there. There, I just slipped right back into it. I don't care.
So, what pronouns are you willing to use? I guess, and if we're gonna have that conversation, you know, like, is it just he, she? You know, like,
Oh, are you talking about like the new pronouns like she
and they and
those are so awesome. Okay, so this is a great idea to change pronouns because they're so confusing and upsetting and these kind of things. Like, why don't we have just regular gender neutral pronouns? I see no reason why we shouldn't have those. But I'm not learning these new things and applying them from, you know, because they're mostly advocated by crazy people. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We were just chit-chatting about Caitlin, Bruce, Jenner. Just trying to make sure everybody understands who we're talking about here. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. If I didn't mention, that is a toll-free number. So Quantum Vibe, the Liberty-themed epic sci-fi web comic story, has concluded. Volume 3 of the series will be available from booksellers starting the last day of this month, June. But advanced autograph copies are going to be purchased directly from Big Head Press the Wednesday before at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you're going to go to Porkfest like we are, you can get your autographed copy. It's just stop by Site 27. I will be doing just that. It's Quantum Vibe Venus 23. Now, this is the new one. It's launching, or I guess it's the 8th, so we've got a couple more days. It'll launch on the 8th of June, and it's an all-new story, but it's set in the same fictional universe with some of the same characters and some new ones. So check it out, quantumvibe.com. That will be the new one on June the 8th. You can go back and read all the previous story. All three volumes are available right there for free. And if you go to bigheadpress.com, which is linked to at quantumvibe.com, if you go there, you can read all the other free web comics that are available from Big Head Press. Let's go to the phones. It's Lucas calling in from Raleigh. Lucas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Well, I don't know your name. You know mine.
I'm Mark. I heard
somebody say,
this is Johnson.
Mark, I thought I heard you say something like you couldn't believe that someone would get sex reassignment surgery to change the pronouns you used. And I just find that kind of a sad statement. No one ever did that.
No, I don't think that. I think you're okay. So here's what I said. Johnson was talking about things that worried him about transgenders, and I said the only thing that annoys me is the impedance upon my life, and the only impedance is pronouns. Like I got to change things.
That's an impedance upon your life. There's way more complicated issues in the world that are way more difficult to understand than transgender. Now all you got to do, if you really want to understand it, is get online, go to Wikipedia, and read the section on transgender. You can't get gender reassignment surgery in America without going through some pretty rigorous psychological testing. They do not.
And it's generally not one surgery.
Excuse me, if I can just finish what I'm saying. They do not do any of those gender reassignment surgeries on a whim. It requires serious, rigorous psychological testing before you can receive any of those surgeries in America.
Yeah. But that doesn't stop somebody from claiming to be transgendered, and I've met people that are that dress as a man, look like a man, and claim to be a woman. So at that point, it even gets more sort of confusing, right?
Well, I don't think it's that confusing. I think if someone tells you that they are a woman, accept it. It's not that complicated.
Well, accepting it and sort of, stumbling across your pronouns and feeling bad about it, right? Like, do you see how, in that circumstance, I can feel bad because I don't get my pronouns right? And that's sort of offloading bad feeling onto new people?
No, they're not offloading their bad feelings on you. You had a bad feeling because you didn't understand something. That's the same as feeling bad that you don't know the difference between Sunni and Shia. That they didn't make you confused about Sunni and Shia. You're confused because you don't know any Sunni and Shia people, or you'd get it right away. If you knew a transgendered person, if you had a transgendered person as a friend, it wouldn't be nearly so confusing, I would guess.
Actually, generally, we probably come across a lot more transgendered people in this community than a lot of other people.
Yeah, I think you're wanting to alienate me from the facts here much more than is the truth.
I also want to bring up, though, I don't necessarily think that testing for those, for the surgeries and whatnot, I know you say they have to undergo a lot of psychological, testing to make sure that they can go through, or, whomever can go through the gender reassignment surgeries. And, I mean, I know there was someone here in this community who came through who had obviously had some kind of surgery to start to go to trans from male to female. And, oh boy, she was out of her mind, crazy, like lunatic, run out of this community, was on antipsychotic medication. So whatever those psychological tests were, they definitely didn't spot the crazy there. But that's, you know, one individual, that's one person. And, you know, I've known other trans folks who are completely, you know, they seem, you know, much more well-established. But every single time that I have encountered or personally met a transgender person, and a lot of the transgender people who I have seen in the media, and I don't know what's the cause of this or what the root of this is, but what I, the sense that I get, and it's very sad, is that there's just an enormous amount of pain, like just emotional, just.
Wouldn't you be in pain if you were born into the wrong body?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the point that I would make along that lines is that it seems like, and I think that maybe this same kind of pain existed in the gay community for a long time and doesn't seem to be there anymore. I think, you know, a lot of the, you know,
let's
gay
let
people
Lucas respond.
Yeah, sure.
You're
rambling.
Filibustering here.
Community about being different than society. That's ridiculous. We still have closet gay people in the Congress, in the Senate. Think about that for a minute.
I could really care less what's going on in the Congress and Senate. As far as I'm concerned, anything bad that happens to congressmen and senators is good.
I'm sorry, I don't feel like that was a response. What were you responding to there? Because I don't think I was sad that...
He said that he thought that pain in the gay community was pretty much gone. Transgender, it's there, but in the gay community, somehow it's not painful.
No, I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
There's a lot
I think
of gay discrimination in our society, and that... Well, can I finish my sentence?
No, because you're addressing a point that I didn't make. You're confused, and I want to clarify for you on what I said. So what I said was, and I don't think that you understood, I'm not saying that there's not bigotry against gays. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the difference in my personal perception of how of the many different trans and gay people that I have met is that when I have met trans people, it seems like there is this constant state of emotional pain amongst the trans people that I have met, regardless of whether or not they are being accepted at the time or not. That there seems to be this, like, emotional level of just damage that's there, that's just very deep-seated, and I don't perceive that amongst the accepted, the gay folks who I know who are accepted in the communities that they're in, and I know, you know, there are definitely different places where gay people are more and less accepted, but they're definitely accepted within the Free State Project and the Free State community, because we're not into the whole collectivism thing, and these people, you know, they don't, the gays that I know are generally, you know, upbeat, happy people. They don't seem to have this level of emotional damage that's just sort of like permanent upon their personality.
Talked Lucas into the dirt now, and he's hung up.
Okay, well.
Well, okay, so I don't know. I can't address, you know, I have not experienced what you have experienced. I have, you know, I've seen crazy people who aren't trans, and I've seen crazy people who are, and that's all I got for you. Lucas, here's a little advice for you. I understand that ignorant people can be irritating, like people who don't have the level of knowledge on a subject that you have, but ignorant people have rarely been made happy, and they rarely learn anything when they're treated like a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little advice for everybody in their life. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
a 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. Sorry about that. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. We're talking about this Caitlyn Jenner situation and how everybody's all upset about it, and well, you know, I suppose that can happen in these circumstances. I just think there's a lot more important things going on.
Yep. I'm just going to break the fourth wall here and talk about Lucas, because, you know, it's really too bad.
That's the previous caller?
Yeah, the previous caller here that called in angry, and it's really too bad that he hung up, because, you know, I was trying to whole reason why I was trying to explain my point is because I was trying to seek an understanding, but, you know, unfortunately, Lucas wants to prejudge everyone else as being ignorant as they try and talk on a topic that they might not know everything about.
That is ignorant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the definition of ignorance.
Right.
But I think that there's a greater lesson in life, and it's a difficult one. You know, there's no doubt. I get frustrated with people, too,
sure.
Especially ones that don't agree with me, and talk radio is really a forum for yelling at people, it seems. It's grown in. But, you know, you don't convince people with harsh words generally.
Nope.
Asking questions is the best way to get there.
Unfortunately, with one call a night policy, but hey, the show's on, you know, 7 nights a week.
Right, you can berate us tomorrow night.
Yep.
Jeremy, calling in from Virginia. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Jeremy, can you hear me now? Jeremy? Let's just put Jeremy on hold, and we'll go to Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. John?
Hey, guys. There's a new legalism in America that I've noticed called the social justice movement.
Mm.
And these social justice Pharisees are running around trying to control people's thoughts, their speech, the way they behave. I don't know if you guys heard about the story. A few months ago of the students' union feminist women's group in the UK that banned clapping at their conferences because clapping might
be a trigger.
Trigger their sensitive amygdala, so they had to use jazz hands.
A
form of applause.
I've seen people using jazz hands for a very long time. Certain sort of groups of people, have used the jazz hands for clapping. I think it's kind of neat, but to sort of shame others for it, that seems crazy.
Yeah, you know, it really does, and you know, there's a lot of this going on of trying to limit free speech by labeling it hate speech, which is, you know, the Pharisees in the Old Testament used to label any speech they didn't like blasphemy. If you're a man, you can't spread your legs too far on the subway. I don't know. There's another story from Brown University of a debate debating rape culture. And they tried to stop the debate, but when they couldn't do that, they had to make a room adjacent to the debate a safe space with puppy videos and coloring books and Play-Doh in case someone got triggered to go in there and calm down. I don't mind if people are crazy. It's fine with me, but when they're ambitious and controlling and want to control everybody's speech, thoughts, and behavior with their feelings, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I tend to agree in that circumstance. I'm judicious in what I'm willing to give up in my speech in that same way. It seems like there are... You know, that it's kind of a training technique, right? I mean, if you want to train an animal to do something, you start with the small tricks and you work your way up to the big tricks. You do a part of the trick early, and then you work in additions onto the trick, that kind of thing. And to some extent, that's how I feel. I feel like the training is going on me, and how much of it am I going to allow? I mean, it's my life too, and I don't always have to, go along with whatever this retraining is. People seem to want, especially, let's call them the politically correct type. A lot of people want, they want homogeny. I think a lot of people want this, all sides of the spectrum want homogeny. Well, it's a big, wide, wonderful world, and that means there's a lot of a-holes. A-holes with all kinds of different opinions, and, you're just not going to control them. It's a recipe for upset, trying to control everybody.
Yeah, that's the truth. And I was just worried about it. I wanted to hear what you guys think.
Yeah. Thanks
so
much for
letting me get it off my chest.
Yeah, appreciate that.
You know, everybody, the best situation that I think that everybody can hope for is to be left alone.
It's really nice, the option, but you know, we're nowhere near left alone.
No.
At this point, it's people, you know, deciding which end of the rope to pull
it's
on.
It's essentially,
you know?
Government has become exactly like the public school situation, where you thrust everyone together and everyone's got to fight to control each other in order to get what they want. And, you know, it's just expanding, and this is the side effect of you know, forcing everyone all the time to do things. Just force being used constantly, just these systems of aggression.
Let's go to Samantha calling from Virginia. Samantha, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I love your show. Let me just start with that. I heard Lucas there going off a little bit about the transgender thing. Not to keep on the same subject or anything.
Nothing wrong with the same subject.
I found it ridiculous how he was acting. I'm pansexual myself, so I'm
what does
totally
that mean?
Different from every. Means I love everybody.
Okay.
Not bisexual. Bisexual is just males and females. Pansexual is I love transgender males, transgender females, cross dressers. Males, females, the whole spectrum, pretty much.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so, you know, I've come along a lot of different people from many walks of life, also being an over-the-road truck driver. I've seen many, many things on the road.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. But, you know, it's just, it's crazy how people freak out over people like you guys, just asking simple questions on why people seem so much more emotionally distressed when they are transgender, whether they're accepted or not, versus a gay person who's accepted or not. You know,
am I the threat, though? I can totally see for a transgender the threat that sits out there with not being accepted, because there's a lot of people that don't accept them that will beat them up.
Right. And it sounds to me like you've met a lot of people of all different stripes in the various, like, LGBTQ communities. And am I crazy, or is this something that is an actual thing? And maybe it's just, you know, straight up from the fact that transgender folks don't have the level of acceptance that the gay community does. Not that I'm saying, and again, Lucas completely misunderstood that, me saying that there's a larger level of acceptance for the gay community than there is for transgendered, but am I wrong that there's, like, this stress there? There's this something, some sort of, I don't know, a vibe that I get.
I feel like it's the, just a human want to be accepted for who you are. I think that's just the main barrier. You know, we all want to be accepted for who we are, no matter what we are, whether we're straight, we're gay, we're trans, we're pan, whatever.
Yeah,
at the same time,
I think you're absolutely,
you know,
right.
When you come, when you come from a transsexual background versus, like, a gay background, gays, you know, there's a million published books. There's a million support
groups. Samantha, I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453. The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th. Through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS. Today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Check out our archives. We've got archives going back for years for free at archives.freetalklive.com. The other talk show hosts out there, they're going to charge you for archives. We're not going to do that. We want you to have it free, as long and far back as you want. It's at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to try Jeremy again in Virginia. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
There we are.
Can you hear me now?
I can. I got you. What's going on?
Oh, right on. Okay, so did you guys see there's an article about the DHS tested the TSA and found that 95% of cases they don't detect the bombs?
Yes. I think we did that about 2 days ago on the show. But yeah, there was one circumstance where a red team member, that's the TSA's team that tests the TSA, a red team member managed to slide a bomb past our stalwart paladins defending our airports by taping it to his back.
Yeah. Well, I think that's because the TSA needs to be more. The TSA needs a little bit more. Discipline. They should be like more militarized.
That'd be awesome. Because it doesn't feel like a stop off in East Germany before I take my flight already.
Oh, you get to take off your shoes and you get to do it when you want. I mean, you got to do it before you walk through the scanner. But it's just completely disorganized. And I think what they should do is that the Department of Homeland Security should take over airport security. And
are you serious? Are
everybody naked?
You're joking, right?
I just don't feel safe the way it is.
I think everybody should have to walk around naked, and then you got a little like a plastic sheet you can sit down on in the seats.
So if you want everyone to be naked, Mark, what does that make you? What kind of sexual is that? Is that a pansexual?
Yeah, I'd never heard the pansexual thing before.
But, okay, so in all seriousness, let me ask you this. What would you think about the idea of having an airline or multiple airlines that allow citizens to carry...
carry items? I mean, I guess
to carry firearms.
Firearms? Yeah. That sounds a little dangerous. You're dealing with the general public here.
Yeah, so what?
I mean, well, I guess if the cops, it's okay.
I mean, it's the general public, so, you know, are we having firearms accidents happening on buses all the time?
No, but you might. Luckily, we have...
But we don't now, so why would we suddenly start having them on airplanes?
No, they're doing more and more checkpoints where the TSA has been going on to these buses and...
Right, but historically, we haven't had firearms accidents on transportation in the past because, you know, people who carry guns are generally responsible. It's, you know, where the gun crimes happen is generally in the drug trade, not just random law-abiding citizens traveling around the country.
I think it's worth pointing out that the depressurization of airplanes that we see on Hollywood movies is not an accurate representation of what happens.
Well, what does that mean?
It just depressurizes. It's not that big of a deal.
It just depressurizes. People might have to chew gum a little bit, and you know, there'll be a noise that's like... And that's about it.
And those things fall from the ceiling that they're always telling you about that you've never seen.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy.
Sounds good. I don't want guns.
855-450-3733. Still don't know if he's teasing me or not. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's actually, if you shoot a hole in an airplane at 35,000 feet, you would faint immediately.
Faint immediately?
Yeah,
that's actually not true because
there's a MythBusters on this one.
Yeah, it's definitely MythBusted because because it's still constantly pushing air into the airplane, so the air it would be a partial depressurization, not a full depressurization. If you were able to, and the way the glass is designed, it wouldn't blow out the entire window. But let's say somehow you shot the glass and it blew out an entire window, that might be a hole large enough to like quickly, rapidly depressurize the plane. But just shooting a hole, there's so much pressure in that plane that there would probably be plenty of time to descend before.
And there's always subsonic rounds, too.
Yeah.
There's and you know those little masks that come down? Supposedly they only have 5 minutes of air supply. Like, only 5 minutes.
That's it, huh?
They
take up airplanes?
What's that?
They take up airplanes and all they give is 5 minutes of air supply?
Yeah, believe it or not, there's a show called Air Disaster. You got to check that episode out.
I guess your 5 minutes is plenty of time to get down to some area where there's some air.
And second of all, you know, I don't really believe in a free space project. And
okay.
Just want to voice my opinion.
And all right, what don't you... I can assure you it is real.
Well, I don't believe it works, but...
All right.
But that's not the most important topic that I called in for.
Well, it hasn't started yet, so I would agree with you that
it's kind of started. I mean, people
sort
sign
of,
up.
Yeah. But the project hasn't really started. It doesn't really... I don't consider it having officially started until the 20,000 has reached.
Do you have something specifically that you don't think is going to work about the idea of concentrating a large amount of liberty-loving individuals in one state?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's like you're voluntarily going into your own little concentration camp.
Come on. Please. it's been here for 10 years, Jack. If they were going to roll the tanks in, don't you think they would have done it already?
Oh, they did. Thing, the Bearcat.
That's what's the beauty of it. They're waiting for everybody to...
They're waiting for your ass to get up here, Jack. Come on. We need some tanks in here.
Big fence around you guys. And then that's
right. They're going to put a fence around 1.4 million people.
And, you know, and then they're just going to fly a big oven down there, and then it's over for you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. No, I know what you mean. I understand English, but I do not believe what you're saying at all. I think it's trolling is what I think.
But the most important point that I'm calling for is, you know that little hot pepper sauce? How do you correct to say that?
Sriracha? Sriracha.
The what?
Sriracha. That's how David Tran pronounces it, and I trust David Tran's judgment.
No.
The rooster sauce?
Completely wrong.
It is not completely wrong. David Tran is the largest manufacturer of sriracha in the world. I trust how he pronounces it.
This is the sriracha sauce?
Yeah, you would pronounce it sriracha.
I call it rooster sauce.
Some people pronounce it, pronounce it sriracha, which is also incorrect. It is actually sriracha.
Okay.
Wait. You guys have internet, right? We got to get to the bottom. I've been wondering this for years.
Do you have internet?
There is a documentary online about sriracha that you can get on Netflix Instant. It's Amazon. It's Amazon is available on. And you can watch a documentary about sriracha.
Yeah, but they... Yeah, I wasn't too sure, wasn't too clear, and they have different pronunciations. I think they did go into the pronunciation.
Yep. It's C. It's the first R is, like, really not pronounced. I don't know why.
Because, you know, I use this sauce a lot every single day. I mean, is there a way we can get to the bottom of this right now?
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Toll free to troll the hosts on a variety of subjects.
Calls about everything.
Luke, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Luke.
Yes. I won't troll you, but I did post an article to your show prep about how Pork Fest be rated. I don't believe it, but I think it was a lot more well thought out than what the previous caller said.
What was that? Pork Fest, huh?
There was an article I posted to the show prep about how someone thinks that eventually Pork Fest will be rated.
Yeah, I've read this article, I believe.
Man, what do you think this will look like, this raid? I mean, we're talking about 2,000 people there, armed. A good percentage of them are seriously armed. I mean, when the cops go in and raid even a big rave or something like that, it's not that big. It's not as big as Pork Fest is generally, and they're going in, some kids who are, you know, hyped up on a love drug. They're not going in with you know, a bunch of freedom lovers with semi-automatic weapons.
Well, yeah, I posted that article because it seemed to have a lot more insight than your previous caller, but that's not what I called in about.
Okay, well, I haven't seen the article, but yeah. Is it at freetalklive.com on the show prep?
Yeah, it's on the show prep somewhere.
Okay.
See, I called in about an anecdote I have that might turn some people's idea about how race and culture and, you know, socioeconomic you know, place may, how they work together. So there were two guys I think about in my high school. One was he was a redneck. He just was. He wore camouflage. He wore shirts, Confederate flags and all these things. And the other guy wore, you know, very stereotypical. I'm not going to say, I don't think he dressed like a thug, but he definitely dressed like some people you might see in rap videos. But the interesting part about it was they were both black and they were twins. Yes. They were identical.
Oh, this is does sound twins. Interesting. Hold the line here, Luke. I want to hear about the black twins who dress like a thug and a redneck. This sounds like an interesting story. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733, 855-453, or lrn.fm on Skype.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.